He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the Valentine's Day edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Happy Valentine's to everybody listening today. We've got the Dow, no love there, down 16 points so far, but all-time highs yesterday. We can't be too upset. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 20,392. Wow. The S&P 500, no love there either, down 4.5 points this morning, down 0.2%. And the S&P 500 is at 23.23. Okay, there's your lotto numbers today when you pick them. The NASDAQ is down 11. 5,753 after all-time highs yesterday, down 0.2% today, however. Crude oil is up 59 cents right now. Crude oil is at 53.52. That is a 1.1 move to the upside, so a little love there for the crude oil markets. Gold also up $7.10. Is gold in your Valentine's plans? Up 0.6%. Gold is at $1,233 per ounce. Silver up 7 cents to $17.96, closing in on 18. Hasn't seen that number for a little while. The euro is at 1.06 this morning. The 10-year yield is at 2.44%. The Russell 2000 down 0.3%. Little pickup in the VIX this morning as Miss Yellen testifies before Congress. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we saw new all-time highs in the market yesterday. It's kind of been dubbed the Trump trade. The three top stock market indexes posted record closing highs for the third session in a row. That was yesterday, led by gains in the financials and the industrials sector. The market is going on the optimism of the Trump tax plan that will be announced soon, which would be very good news for the market. And, of course, President Trump's Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, the guy that's missing a vowel, was sworn in last night. The S&P 500 index reaches $20 trillion in market cap. Hey, if everybody sold their stocks, we could pay off the debt. We're $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion in market cap for the first time ever, surpassing 2.24 yesterday to reach the milestone. Inflation. Will Miss Yellen be talking about inflation today? The Fed survey, inflation expectations are the highest in nearly 2 years. And I've been talking about inflation here. I believe it's wafting through the air. And I think a few inflation trades would be appropriate, a few inflationary holdings in a portfolio. I wouldn't go overboard right now. But inflation expectations 1 year out rose to 3% in January from the 2.8% expectations the previous month. That's the highest inflation expectation in nearly 2 years. Unsurprisingly, it's medical cost, about which consumers have the largest price fears, about expecting those prices to rise 9.3% over the next year. Gasoline, food, and rent prices are all seen rising roughly in the 4 to 5% range. And guess what? Those inflation expectations were prophetic. Today we get core CPI. We got it this morning. They were up more than forecast in December. December producer price index plus 0.6 versus 0.3 consensus. So there is a little inflation wafting through the air right now. Not a lot. I mean, by long-term standards, we still have very low inflation, but it's starting to pick up a little bit. Something to take note of. Inflation is not good for the bond market. China inflation picking up due to rising food and travel prices during the Lunar New Year. China's consumer inflation hit the highest level in almost 3 years, so we're seeing a little bit of global inflation, rising 2.5% in January. Ooh, that's a big jump. While producer inflation accelerated 6.9%, reaching an almost six-year high, and China's inflation expectations have been rising the most out of all the major developed countries. Little movement in stocks ahead of Miss Yellen's testimony. Well, we all know the playbook. Miss Yellen kept interest rates at zero for 8 years while Mr. Obama was the president. And as soon as Trump won the election, she turned into a hawk. She kept interest rates low for Hillary's run at the presidency, but the Fed is not political. If you repeat that 35 times, you'll eventually believe it. Now she's a hawk. Now she's looking to hike rates. Maybe it's just all coincidental. I don't know. U.S. Treasury prices are flat ahead of Ms. Yellen's testimonies. And, of course, it's already been leaked. What she's going to say today, she's a hawk. She's looking to hike rates sooner rather than later. Richmond Fed boss, noted hawk, Jeffrey Lacker, unsurprisingly wants the next rate hike to take place at the FOMC's next gathering in March. I think that's probably going to happen. And I'm an outlier. I could see a 0.5% hike just to get back at that Trump tax plan and that Trump plan to grow the economy with fiscal policy. We'll see. Europe economic data dump. Okay, so how are things going in Europe? We've been talking about 2% growth here in the U.S., anemic. Fourth quarter 2016 came in at 1.9%. You know, that looks pretty good to Europeans. Their fourth quarter came in at 0.4%. What is Europe doing wrong? Well, they're relying wholly on monetary policy. They're doing the same thing that we did over the last 8 years, and they can see what it got us. I guess they'd be happy to get their growth back up to 2% where we're at now, but you know what? Economies are capable of much more than that. Europe is obviously doing something way wrong. 0.4% GDP growth in the fourth quarter of 2016. California's dam crisis. Which one, you say? We've got a lot of dam crisis in California, and I don't swear. Well, the tallest dam. Evacuation orders, 188,000. You know what? I just looked at a map yesterday of what's downstream. I'm happy to say that my home is not downstream from the Oroville Dam. We're quite a ways. We're 9 hours south of there. But Sacramento is right in line, and the town of Oroville and the town of Gridley and everything else along the Feather River, which is California's major water supply, if that dam breaks, oh my God. Gosh, it would be a massive blow to our water system. It would wipe out everything in its path. They're working around the clock to get that thing under control. We're expecting a couple more big storms this weekend. So, man, those people, I don't know where they fled to, but they're got out of Dodge. If you're going to stay behind and ride this one out, you ain't going to ride it out. You're going to be hit by a 30-foot wall of water if that dam gives way. I asked Sanford yesterday, Rob Sanford. I said, Rob, you ever been to the Oroville Lake and seen that dam? He says, oh, yeah, you know, Whitney on our honeymoon. I took her bass fishing up there. Hey, What a gal, man. Take her bass fishing on the honeymoon. He got away with that. My wife, if I'd have taken her bass fishing, I don't know. But I do wish my wife, Lynn, a happy Valentine's Day today. Amazon, well, we'll come back. I want to talk about Amazon a little bit when we come back. Is Amazon hitting new highs? I do own Amazon. It's the king of the world. It's down actually a little bit, but it's closing in on new all-time highs. I want to talk a little bit about Apple. I want to talk about T-Mobile. I want to talk about Carnival, Mobileye, Dr. Pepper. Maybe I'll have one during the break here. And more of the retailers dropping the Trump brand. There's no politics behind it, they say. Maybe should go out and buy the Trump brand. I don't know. Does Obama have a brand? I don't know. Anyways, we'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocked Now Radio Hour. Is Amazon a best stock now? Absolutely. Amazon is one that I currently own in my premier growth portfolio. Amazon is currently ranked at number 67 out of 4,194 overall. Amazon currently trading at 835 or thereabouts. I have a five-year target price on Amazon of 1,480. You can look it up on the app. Amazon ponders moving into a premium TV channel, the Amazon channel. I mean, what else are they going to get into? Well, there's another one that I'll talk about here in a minute. They have made video distribution a key selling point for their Amazon Prime subscription service. Now the company has bigger designs, taking on premium channels like HBO and Showtime. The company is in the early stages of building a new paid channel with high-end programming. All right. They also announced that they're moving into video conferencing. Okay. Amazon Web Services is taking on Skype and WebEx and GoToMeeting and video conferencing, pushing deeper into the productivity application market to broaden its appeal to business customers. The new service called Chime lets users host video meetings and share content on computer and mobile phone screens. What else aren't they? You know, I don't know. Listen, are they pushing the limits of a monopoly? Have they already become a monopoly? That's my biggest fear about owning the stock, is they'll be pegged as a monopoly, especially since they don't write very nice things in the Washington Post about the current administration. Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post, better be careful with that monopoly business. Apple market cap back at $700 billion. Is Apple a best stock now? Oh, it's a trophy winner over the years. There's not very many of those in the app. You can look it up. It now has a market cap of $700 billion again. Apple is ranked number 77 out of 4,194. Apple currently trading at a closing price yesterday, or right now, $134 per share. I have a five-year target price on Apple of $210 per share. Yet, I currently do not own the shares. I do own Amazon. However, T-Mobile beats earnings today by 16 cents, and they beat on revenues. There's one I do own. Is T-Mobile a best stock now? Absolutely. I wrote about T-Mobile in my newsletter 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, something like that. Let's see where T-Mobile is currently ranked in the Best Stocks Now system. T-Mobile, a competitor to Verizon, AT&T, Sprint. There has been some talk of T-Mobile and Sprint joining forces. T-Mobile is currently ranked number 38 out of 4,194 stocks, mutual funds, closed-end funds, and exchange-traded funds. The Aetna Humana marriage officially kaput. No flowers from Aetna for Humana today. Instead, they got to write a $1 billion divorce check. $1 billion termination fee. As things didn't work out, they're just going to be friends going forward. Carnival, do you have any desire to go on a Cuban cruise? Well, out of Tampa, starting soon, June of 2017, Carnival will have a four- and five-day voyage out of Port Tampa Bay, heading down to Cuba, landing in Havana as one of the stops. It's now accepting bookings for its sailings that include a visit to Havana and all the cigars you can smoke. Mobileye. I've been watching that thing. You know, Mobileye is the tech stock, I would say, for driverless cars. Mobileye is based in Israel. I don't know. Will we see the day? Probably. That we get into the car and we tell it where we want to go and we sit back and enjoy lunch while it drives us there, or type away on our laptop, or get caught up on our phone messages or our email while the car drives us there. Is that too much control? Can the government beam down from satellites and guide us where they want us to go? I don't know, you know. This is turning over a lot of control. And a lot of faith. Can we be a backseat driver to Mobileye? Look out, there's a car. Look out, that guy's coming over. You want to turn here? There's a shortcut, I know. I don't know, you know. I'm just saying, I think it's coming. Mobileye is breaking out yesterday, up 8.2%. Volkswagen. Imagine your little VW bug. You just tell it where you want to go. Herbie the Love Bug, and there you go. Dr. Pepper Snapple. Reports earnings, you know, I don't know about the soda pop stocks. Not wild about them. They're not best stocks now. And lastly, Burlington, the next to drop the Trump brand. You know, I was shopping at Burlington just to buy Ivanka Trump stuff. Burlington stores become the latest retailer to decide not to sell products of Ivanka Trump's brand line. That joins Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Sears, and Belk, dropping the line. Reports also suggest that other discount retailers, including TJ Maxx and Marshalls, have instructed employees to mix the clothing into racks and ditch the brand signage. You know, I'm just wondering if that had happened to one of Obama's daughters, what would have happened. But you know what? Look, let them do whatever. Let do whatever they want to do. You know, boycott. Because the Trump name is on a designer dress or a designer sweater. Seems a little silly to me. All right, well, I'm going to talk about three stocks when we come back. Breakout. I like breakouts. I like breakout stocks. I like companies that have been going sideways their chart for a long time, and all of a sudden it starts to budge, it starts to move, it starts to go forth. You know what? That's a sign that there's a catalyst, something that's driving that. I wrote about three breakouts last week that were very impressive, and I also want to get to my current ranking of the asset classes. We have a lot competing for our investment dollars. We can invest in income real estate. We can invest in a real estate investment trust. We can invest in bonds. We can invest in precious metals. We can go short the market. We can buy U.S. stocks. We can buy emerging market stocks, emerging market debt. Or we can just bury our money in the mattress and let the inflation bedbugs eat away at it. Well, I also want to go through my current rankings of the asset classes according to the Best Stocks Now app. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get to the asset classes here before we jump into some very impressive breakouts in the market right now. You know, it's one thing for a stock to break out to new all-time highs from one of those long sideways consolidations, but does it have the other two characteristics of value and performance to accompany that breakout? That's what I want. I don't buy a stock just because it's breaking out. That's a signal for me to look underneath the hood. There's a catalyst. What's driving it? What's causing this breakout? And they catch my eye. I tweet about breakouts. I look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts on a daily basis. I'm on Stock Twits. Some of my and which feeds into Twitter. At my tag is at Bill Gunderson. Yesterday I sent out a few. I said, "What a head of steam that Tesla has right now! Man, that thing's on fire." I don't own Tesla, but I can't argue with the stock. What else did I see yesterday? I said, let's see, airline stocks continue to roar. This is from yesterday's action. New high for Love. There's a Valentine stock for you. It's number 115 overall in my database. That's Southwest Airlines. Another breakout for KIE. Insurance continues to be a leading sector. Don't forget, insurance stocks like a rising interest rate environment and a little bit of inflation doesn't hurt either. I also tweeted yesterday that Electronic Arts was breaking out, the video game maker. Nice breakout yesterday in CRESY, which is an Argentinian stock. And then I added, I don't have a position in it. But a lot of Argentinian stocks on the move right now. They have a new pro business leader in Argentina. All right, well, let's take a look at the current ranking of the asset classes. It should come as no surprise to you at this current time that stocks continue to dominate the leading asset classes positions. I track 33 different asset classes. Of course, you have the major categories, bonds versus stocks. Well, into that mix, you can also put real estate, precious metals, cash. I remember right before the election, a few weeks leading up to the election, cash was the leading asset class. That was the indication, a very strong indication, of the uncertainty at that time. And it also gave me even more faith and confidence in my app that it goes out and it reads the markets pretty well. It doesn't read the newspapers. It doesn't listen to CNN. It doesn't listen to Fox. It doesn't listen to the business channels. It just looks at numbers. And here's what it's saying right now about the asset classes. Go-go. Go-go stocks. Mid-cap growth, number one. NASDAQ, number two. U.S. small cap growth, number three. U.S. mid cap value, number four. U.S. small, you notice a theme here? The leading asset classes are stocks, once again. The leading asset classes are more of the go-go type of stuff, the more aggressive type of stuff, and dominated by U.S. stocks right now. Top 10, top 9 out of 10 asset classes, U.S. stock. The only non-U.S. stock asset class in the top 10 right now, emerging market income. I measure that with the Templeton Emerging Market Income Fund, TEI, and I think the reason is that the emerging markets are keeping interest rates down. They're keeping a lid on interest rates. We're the only country in the world right now that is actually going the other way and hiking interest rates. And I think that gives a little bit of a nod to the emerging market income as it relates and compares to U.S. Income, the U.S. bond market. But it's the go-go indexes that are breaking out to new all-time highs. Again, What are the worst ranked asset classes at the current time? What do you think the very worst place you can be parked right now? Well, inverse the market, obviously. A market hitting new highs, you've got inverse SH, which is the inverse of the S&P 500, hitting new lows. No wonder the bears are so grumpy. I haven't seen a happy bear lately. Have you seen a happy bear? I mean, bears by nature aren't happy. You ever see a happy grizzly bear in Yellowstone? Well, they wake up grumpy every morning. And they're really grumpy now, looking to inflict some damage. They've been killed. They've been murdered. They've been annihilated. All these guys that have been telling you, all of these charlatans out there for the last 8 years. You know, there's a guy, who is it I don't like? Stockman. He's a charlatan. I'll call him out. He's in the business of selling newsletters and shocking people with headlines and telling them the whole world's going to collapse. You know, I get asked by people all the time, did you read Stockman over the weekend? He puts out these, you know, maybe he's going to be right at some point in time, but in the meantime, he's cost investors millions and millions. I have not seen Peter Schiff on TV recently. Maybe he's, I don't know, can't get out of bed these days. I don't know. I haven't seen him. I was supposed to debate Peter Schiff in Toronto. And I said, you know what? I don't want to fly up to Toronto and face that guy. I'm right. He's wrong. This was several years ago. He was a total bear. He's always a total bear on the market. Maybe he's starting to shift now with the new pro-growth administration. I don't know. I haven't heard from him lately. But I think I would have kicked his you-know-what in that debate back a few several years ago in Toronto, because he's been wrong, all right? Being inverse and a bear in the market is the worst place you could possibly be. The second worst place you could possibly be right now is in cash. That was the leading asset class before the election. Now it's next to last, right above S&P 500 inverse. I measure that with a short-term bond fund, BSV, which is basically equivalent to cash, just a little bit above cash. Holding cash right now is the second worst place you can be. The third worst place you can be is in corporate bonds. LQD is how I measure that one. Now remember, there's 33 different asset classes to be in. I'm talking about number 33 right now, number 32, number 30. On a relative basis, they look horrible. The REITs don't look very good. Muni bonds do not look very good. Gold is at the bottom. Treasuries protected for inflation are at or near the bottom. Mortgage-backed securities at or near the bottom. 5 to 10 year treasuries at or near the bottom. U.S. long-term treasury bonds at or near the bottom. Those are the worst asset classes to be in at the current time. It's up to you, you know. You choose your own asset allocation. Look at your current asset allocation right now. How much do you have in U.S. stocks? How much do you have in bonds? How much do you have in cash? Well, my asset allocation is all right now stocks, 95% invested. I have a little cash sloshing around. I'm always looking to upgrade something if something's not working for me, but I'm pretty happy with what I own right now. And as far as my income account, it's been designed for rising interest rates. If you're sitting on an income fund that is not taking into account the impact and the effects of rising interest rates, I mean, look, there's clues everywhere that interest rates are going higher. You're getting them from Miss Yellen today. You're getting them from all kinds of different sources and places that interest rates are headed higher. And to sit tight in an income fund or a stock market or a portfolio that isn't engineered to benefit from higher interest rates, to me, is burying your head in the sand or being asleep at the wheel. And I think there's a lot of people in my industry, professional money managers, that are asleep at the wheel and are on cruise control right now and not prepared for higher interest rates and inflation kicking up again and higher growth rates in GDP. Well, we'll be right back. I got a lot more to say here today before the show's over. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, I mentioned some impressive breakouts in the market. And I wrote about three of them in my newsletter over the weekend. There's several reasons for an index or a stock to finally break out of a sideways consolidation. Well, it takes some kind of a catalyst, doesn't it, to get it excited again. And this past week and over these last 6 or 7 trading days, we have seen more than the usual number of beautiful breakouts to new highs in the market. The major U.S. indexes broke out again yesterday to new all-time highs. They're looking forward to a coming tax reform plan. And the indications are that it's going to be based, our taxes will be based more on consumption as opposed to income. I heard one of the congressmen talking about that today, which would be revolutionary. I personally believe in the Laffer curve. Arthur Laffer is on the Fox Business Channel quite often. He's one of my heroes, to be honest with you. He's the guy that says, you know what, you put more money in the pocket of the consumer, they're going to go out and they're going to spend it on the economy, and that's going to filter through, and it's going to increase the growth of the economy, therefore raising the coffers of taxes that are taken in. Isn't it better to have a vibrant taxpayer in a vibrant economy making a lot of money than a stifled taxpayer in a stifled economy that's struggling? Well, you want to get your tax revenues up in a country, you raise your GDP and your growth rate. The guy's making 100 grand, he's going to pay less in taxes than if he's making 125 grand, right? You know, the other side of this equation says just keep raising taxes on him no matter how much he's making. The problem is you kill your economy by doing that. And that doesn't help anybody. A vibrant economy is good for everybody. A vibrant economy means good returns in the stock market. How much of the teachers' pension funds are invested in the stock market? If you don't want to have shortfalls in these pension funds and in these retirement funds, well, then you need growth in your economy. It's as simple as that. Redistributing a pot of wealth is not the way to go. Let's grow that pot of wealth. Why redistribute a static pot? There's only so much to go around. Let's increase the pot and keep it growing and keep it increasing. Don't tell me that it doesn't trickle down. Come on. You mean to tell me that a vibrant economy doesn't help a nursery that sells plants? Doesn't help Home Depot? Doesn't help the steel worker? Doesn't help the guy that works on the auto line? Of course a vibrant economy is good. It's the best. It cures a lot of ills. So now what do we have to do to get a vibrant economy? not to continue to increase the burdens on the worker and on the business owner through regulations and taxes, higher taxes. No, unleash the economy. Grease the skids for the economy. Yes, you have to rein it in somewhat. But if you go too far, you stifle your economy. You get 2% growth if you rely on monetary policy alone. Fiscal policy could really juice this thing right now. Our economy is slowly grinding to a halt. We need a good shot in the arm of fiscal stimulus. And obviously the market is looking ahead to that. That's why it's hitting new highs. Well, many individual stocks also broke out this past week. Most of those stocks broke out as investors got excited about their earnings reports and their future guidance. And over the weekend, I gave three examples of breakouts in the market that still have big upside potential. And I said, you know, conversely to the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm going to call this the good, the better, and the terrific. What was the good one that I saw last week? The good breakout that still has big upside potential? The market. The S&P 500. I showed a five-year chart of the S&P over the weekend. I show it every weekend. I said, look at this. It's breaking out to new all-time highs. It first broke out after the surprising results of the November election. And then it paused for about 6 weeks from the middle of December till about the end of January, and then it started taking off again. And now in February, we have a market that is breaking out again on hopes of tax reform. Now, how much does it help you in your stock selection process to have the market winds blowing in the right direction? They're blowing in the right direction right now. Earnings season, winding down. It hasn't been a great earnings season, but it's been an okay earnings season. 63% of the companies that reported beat their earnings estimates. And then there were those companies that knocked the ball out of the park, and I'm going to talk about a couple of those this week. But the good breakout that I saw last week, we'll talk about the better one and the terrific one tomorrow, was the market. And I still believe that the market has plenty of upside potential to keep investors interested. I continue to favor the market over debt. I don't want to loan anybody any money right now. There's enough debt floating around. In a higher interest rate environment, that loan that I make is just going to go down in value as interest rates go higher. And meanwhile, while interest rates are flying in the face of the bond investor, earnings are at the back of the market investor. Well, I'm not an asset allocator, obviously. I don't plug it into the formula. Anybody can do that. All right? Anybody can do that. They got 20-year-old kids at Ameritrade plugging it in and coming up with an asset allocation. I say bah humbug, phooey on that. I believe in active management and going where the fish are biting the best, given this current environment that we're in. If you'd like to reach us, you can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, or you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Happy Valentine's, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.